Amalai Mace, it died. Now, a shayel is chayiv on Mesa. Even though it's a Maynus, a shayel, since when you took it, it's called Kol Hanor Shaloi. You have all the enjoyment of it. When you borrow something, it's considered like it belongs to you, like you own it. And no matter what happens to it, you have an achrayus now to give it back to the owner. And if something happens, you have to pay for it. So he said Mace. Now, by saying Mace, Hashem Mishal is chayiv. But really what happened was, Rusha Nishba, really what happened was, it broke, or Nishba was captured, or Nigna, it was stolen, or Yovel was lost. Nishba, that's the opposite. That he says it was broken. For who, and really what happened was, Shemesha died, or Nishba was captured, neither was stolen, or Yovel was lost. Nishba, he says it was captured. And really what happened was, Rusha Mesa, Nishba, Nigna, or Yovel. Nigna, he says it was stolen from him. He's chayiv in all these cases anyway. For who and really what happened was Shemesa died on Nishma was it broke on Nishma was captured, Yovel was lost. Obad, he says it was lost from me. For who Shemesa really what happened was it died on Nishma broke on Nishma was captured, Yovel was stolen. Now, Mashbiach Ani, the owner still says, I want you to swear to me. Even though the shell is chayiv, but Mashma, the owner is afraid, maybe the shell himself is holding on to it. So I don't want him just to pay me back. If the shell has it, I want it to give it back to me. I don't want the money. I want the object itself. Therefore, the owner has the right to say, you say it was mace, which meaning you're going to pay me for it. But I still want you to swear to me that it was mace. I'm afraid maybe really you still have it. I want it back. So I can make you swear. So the owner says, I'm putting a shvua upon you. The yomer omen, and the shayma says, yes. So it comes out, he made a shvua sheker. He swore false. He's swearing that what happened was, the animal died by him, and really later we find out it was captured, it was stolen. Lachris Potter, still is Potter from the Shvua Sapikodim. Because again, the Shvua is not what's freeing him. He's Chayiv anyway without the Shvua. What's going to be Heichin Shari? Again, the owner says, where was my ox? Omaloi Eni Yodei Matasach. I do not know what you're talking about. I never took it. And really, any Muslim see about the swearing. But really, what happened was the Shem Shoyel. And really, what happened was who Shemesa died, or Nishma broke, or Nishma was captured, or Nishma stolen, or Yonah lost. Mashviach and Yonah says, I want you to swear to me this is what happened. I'm afraid, no, you still have it. The Yomer Omen, and the Shem says, Omen, yes. So he made a Shua. In this case, Chayiv, here is Chayiv, the Shua Sapikodin. Because according to his first time, he said, Loi Hoyed Vom Yerlam, I never took it from you. If the shell never took it, he is not chayiv. So according to his first complaint, he's potter, he's freeing himself. And he swore that he's potter. And later we find out, no, that's not the truth. We find out that really you have it. And it was stolen, that you took it. But it was stolen, something happened, that you're chayiv. That's the case for the shvua sapikodin, you'll be chayiv a korban oshim. Chayiv. Omar, what's going to be now, l'noisei socher, v'ha socher. The owner comes back to either the shomer that he's paying to watch, or else the renter, somebody rented your ox. Our Mr. Holder, they both have the same halacha. That, and the owner says, hey, Chinshari, where's my ox? Time is up. Give it back to me. All my life, so the Shema says, Mace, it died. With the Shema, Socher is potter on Mesa. That's like an oinus. It's not his fault. He's potter. But really what happened was, Rusha Nishpa, really a different oinus happened. That he's potter anyway. Really what happened was, Shanishpa, it broke. Or Nishpa was captured. Or else the opposite way. Nishpa, he says that the animal broke. V'ushemeis, really what happened was it died or Nishma was captured. Or else Nishma, he says it was captured, which is an oinus that he's potter on. But really what happened was, v'ushemeis, a different oinus happened. It died. Or Nishma broke, Nignav, or else Nignav. That he says, now, these are one case, these are one case. The first case is that he's potter anyway. So even according to Shvua Sheker, he'll be potter anyway, therefore there's no Shvua, no Korban. Now another case, Nignav. Let's say the Shema says it was stolen, which a Shema Socher is Chayiv. Slamaisi is saying that he's Chayiv. Really what happened was, Rushov, it got lost, which is Chayiv anyway. Or else Ovat, he says it was lost. And really, Rush and Nignav, it was stolen. So he's saying false, but it doesn't make a difference. In both cases, he's Chayiv. Mashbiachani. So the owner says, I want you to swear that what you're saying is true. Again, he's afraid maybe you really have it. I want you to swear. Or I want to put the shvu upon you. The Yomer Omen, he says back, Omen, yes. Lachris Potter. In both these cases, again, there's no Korban, Shvua Sapikodin. Of course, in the first case is, he's Potter anyway. And in the second case is, he's Chayiv anyway. So again, it's not considered that your shvu is what's freeing you. Even without the Shavua, or with the Shavua, you'll be part of a Chai. It doesn't make a difference. What's going to be mace? That really what happened was the animal died. Or that's what the Shomer said. The Shomer said, the owner comes to Shomer Sachar, where's my Shomer? The Shomer says, mace, it died, and I'm potter. Mace, I nishba. He says one of these three things. As he says, and this happened. But really what happened was, Rushanigna Vayavad. Really what happened was, it was stolen or lost. And in this case, the Shomer Chinim should be chayiv. So Mashdiachani, the owner said to Shemachinah, I want to put the shvu upon you that of Aynas happened. The Yomar Amen, he answers back, yes, I'll take the shvu, Amen. In such a case, Chayiv. Here the Shemachsachar is Chayiv a carbon shvua, a shvua sepikodin. Because here, really, a Geneva happened. A Shemachsachar is Chayiv on Geneva. But he told us that of Aynas happened. It was died, or it was caught, was captured. So therefore, you're freeing yourself because of Yeshua Sheker, that's the case of Yeshua Sepikodin, Yechayiv. Chayiv. Ovad, let's say by Shoyma Sachar, what happened was it was lost by him. I need it was stolen, it's Chayiv. Then he says, no, he says it was stolen from me. So he's being Mechayiv himself. This is your case. He says that really what happened was it was stolen or it was lost. So the Shoyma Sachar is saying he's Chayiv. But really what happened was, Behu Shanais, really the truth was it died. So why do you say that? I don't know. But in such a case, really what happened was he'll be part of the Aynas happened. Oy Nishba broke. Oy Nishba was caught. Mashbir Chani. So the owner says, I want to put the Shvuah. That's true what you're saying, that it was stolen from you, or it was Ovad. The Yom Amen and the Shemis says, yes, Potter. Still the Shemis Sachar, this is your case. Still the Shemis Sachar is Potter. Even though what he's saying is that he's Chayiv, and really he's Potter. But the Maisa is only a Shvuah Sheker, it's not a Shvuah that's freeing him for money. The Shvuah is being Chayiv you money. There's no Chiddush, a Shvuah Sepikodin. Where you swear false, and your swearing is making you pay, and really you don't have to pay, that's also not a case of a Shvuah Sepikodin. A Korban is only where you're freeing yourself, where you're giving yourself a Ptur because of the Shvuah. Now the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlal. Really this could have been the whole Mishnah. Zeh HaKlal, this is the Klal of the whole Mishnah. Kol ha-mishana mechayva mechayva. Any time when you swear false, but according to what you're saying, yechayiv, and according to the truth, yechayiv, or else miptur leptur. According to what you're saying, you're potter, and according to the truth, you're really potter. Or else the miptur lechayva. Really what happened was you're potter, just you're saying things now that yechayiv. In such a case, potter, even though you swore false, lamaisa yeshua did not free you from paying money, you're free anyway, or else the shvuah only made you pay the money. In these cases, you're potter from the korban shvuah sapikodin. What's going to be though? Mechayva liptur. That really what happened was you're supposed to be chayiv to pay. Really, a geneva happened to the shoyma sachar, and he's swearing that a mesa happened, an oinus happened. That's the case chayiv. Then you chayiv a korban shvuah. Some don't have this list here, sir. But repeat it again. Takes us to the beginning of the Mishnah that Zeh Klal again. Kol Anishvoyim Lahokel Alatzmoi Chayiv. Anytime your Shvu is being makel upon yourself, means the Shvu is what giving you the Ptur. Really, your Chayiv because of the Shvu, you're freeing yourself. That's the case. Your Chayiv a Korban Shvuah Happy Korban. But Lahachmir Alatzmoi, if the Shvu is only coming to be more Machmir, that in the last case we're really your Potter, and according to the Shvu now you're saying it was Nignevo, that your Chayiv. Also, potter, your potter for the shvuah is hapikot. This is the call of the Mishnah. Dalimor says, Mantan, who's the Tana about Mishnah? Arba shomrim, that there are four different types of shomrim. So Mor says, Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Abar Avua, Rabbi Meir, goes to court to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir says, the question here really is, a renter, if you rent the ox, you pay the owner for using it. What halacha do you have? It's a machlokes, whether a shayna or seicher is he considered like a shayna chinam or is he considered like a shayna sacher? So our Mishnah puts them together with the shayna sacher. That's what really the Gemara means to say, that our Mishnah goes across Rabbi Meir that he owes a seicher, a renter, is considered like a shayna sacher. Oh, my lady, Rabbi Rav Nachman, me katanet lefei ab a shaymin, and to have him in the words, you mean to tell me somebody holds his only three? I mean, everybody agrees there's four shermim. So what are you telling me that who learns four shermim goes according to Rabbi Meir? even not like Rabbi Meir, that a renter is like a shoyim mechinam, but still everybody agrees there are four different types of shoyimim. All Malay, what he meant to say is like this, this is what I meant to say to you. Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, the yom that holds soicher. If you rent the ox, you're not getting paid for it, but the opposite, you're renting, you're paying the owner money to use it. That you have a locha, like a Meisei Socher, that you're chayim agenedah of a gavedom, who says it's Kamei Shesechodom, that you like a shame of Socher, that you're getting paid for watching it, you have the same halachas. On this, Amarela Bahua, Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is that sure, but Rabbi Meir Yibcha, Shamin and Le, we heard the opposite from Rabbi Meir. It's now, we learn like this. Soicher Kesed Mishalim, somebody that rents an ox, how does he have to pay? What halachas does he have? What type of a shayma does he have? So here we learn, Rabbi Meir Yivayim Mekashem Mechinam. You're not getting paid, but the opposite. You're paying the owner, so it makes sense to say that you're on your shayma Mechinam. You didn't take any achrayis on it. You're potter Gnev of Yaveda. Rabbi Yehuda Yivayim Mekashem Yisachar. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Lamaisa, since you're paying for it, you have achrayis on it, and that's why the owner gave it to you, that you makabel upon yourself shmira like a shayma Yisachar. So it's the opposite. How can you tell me to go to Rabbi Meir? Here we see Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says it's Kenosei Socher. So Marin says Rabbi Varavu Ipchatoni. He learned the opposite way. He learned that Rabbi Meir was the one that said a Socher is Kenosei Socher. Therefore, according to that Girsa, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara says Hani Yavur. What does the Mishnah say? Four Shemrim have a Shleishav. There's only three. There's only three real Shemrim. And we have Nachum by Yitzchak. Arbor Shemrim. True, there are four Shemrim. But the Dinayim Shleisha, there are four different types. True, La Locha, there are only three of them. But because a Noisei Socher, a Seicher, has a Locha like one of the other three. Either he's like a Shem Socher, or else it's like a Shem Echinim. So Dinim are only three, but there are four different types. Omar Le Shem Echinim, Hekin Shem, Yomar Lech Bishuk. Omar Le Shem, Hekin Shem, Yomar Lech Ani Yodeh Matazach. Omar Rav, the Kulan, Ptura Mishvua Shemim, but the chayav mishum shvuas bitui. You know these cases, the mice you made a shvuas sheker. So you chayav a korban el of the yerit. In a case where you're a shaygeg, you chayav a korban el of the yerit. Or Shmuel Amano, after mishum shvuas bitui. You're even parted from a korban el of the yerit. You're parted from the shvuas bitui. What's the machloekes? The machloekes lagi. Shmuel savar leisi belabo. These shvuas are not possible in the future. Is Roni, and what happened? What happened to the shawl? You can't swear, I'm going to steal your shawl. I'm going that the shawl should die. There's no such rule like that. So it's only lanosid. It's only in the ovar, not labo. Rav sovar isi belavein. Rav holds salat. Even though it's not possible labo, but it's possible. The Torah says lahor related. It has to be belavein. Yes or no, good or bad. So that's enough to mechayv Yeshua's bitui. So that's the machloek of the Shavuos Bito has to be Balabo or not. So Mar says, for Afliga Bochonazim, we had this machloek already once. Yitma, Shavua Shezara Tloini Tzroliyam. I swear that Tloini threw a rock to the stone, threw a stone to the ocean. Or else Shavua, I swear, Shalizor, he did not throw it. One Shavua is that Shimon threw the stone to the ocean, or else I swear Shimon did not. So Rav Oma Chayiv, Yechayiv Shavuos Bito. Or Shavuol Arapoto. Rav Omer Chayiv the Yisib Alav Hain. You can make the Shui the yes, he did throw it, or else no, he did not throw it. But Shmuel Amar Potter, there's no Korban Shvuas Bitu over here. Why? The Lesi Balabo. There's no such Shvu. I cannot swear that Ruvain will throw. I cannot put a Chiyin upon him to do something. I can only say I will do something. I can't say he will do something. So you have to make this already once. What's the Tzricha? Di Ashminim Boho Bo Kom Arav. Mishom Dimenashe Kom Ishtaboy. He's swearing on his own. That's what Rav says he's chayiv. Aber b'hachin al mishnah over here, did they dina mishtabla? Here it's business by a shomer. The business making him swear, and the moedim l'shmuel. Maybe he'll agree to Shmuel that he'll be parted from the korban. Ki Rabami, Yom Rabami, kol shvuah shel b'yonah mashbino yisrei, ein chayov mola mishum shvuas bitui. If business has to force you to swear, maybe there's no shvuas bitui. So that's why we need the chiddush here also.
Menemar says the Yitma Bahof, we only learn the case here in our Mishnah. I would think maybe Hokar Mishmul, not we only here, by Shavuos HaBezdin, so Shmuel say Yepotah from the Shavuos Bitui. But Bahak, from the first case, by Zorak, and the Moedin Rab, maybe would agree to Rab, the Chayiv, Tzricha, that's why we need the Machlekes, both cases, by Zorak and by our Mishnah. Gufo, we just said before, Mravami kol shvua shabiyon mashbiyon oisayim, ein bo mishum shvua zbitri. If Bezdin makes you swear, and you swear false, there's no isay shvua zbitri. Shneman Apostle says, O nefesh ki shistava lavate bisfasayim, so idashim meyatzmai. It means if he makes the shvua by himself. Because the shlokish, yom reshlokish, ki, when the Apostle says the word ki, mishtamish viyablishenis, it means, could mean one of four things. E dilma elo doho. And like here with Dashim, the word ki means he, means if he wants to. Means it's up to him to swear, but in the case where he has to swear because of Bezdin, then there's no parsha shvuz bitri.
Alright, turn over.
All these cases, the Mishnah that says poti, poti from the korban shvus hashemim, but chayav mishum shvus bito, yichay mishum shvus bito means Reb Lezer also holds like Rav. Chutz meni yedei mar tasach. Only the case where he doesn't know what you're talking about to show in the case of the shoyl. To yinevi v'aved v'noy sesachom. Or the seich shuchay v'shrei kofu mamin. There's only these cases where the shvur makes him potter by a shoyl that says he doesn't know what you're talking about, so he wanted to free himself. The same thing by the Shemesech, we wanted to free himself. We really find that was never the way that he's chayiv. Shrei kofu mamin. In these cases, the shvu is what kofu holds back the mamin. Therefore, he's chayiv the shvu is happy cutting. Hajin alech, avashem, let's think of the Shemesech, the shvu is.